This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau said Friday that all options are now on the table for ending trucker-led protests that have paralyzed Ottawa and closed border crossings with the United States. Under increasing U.S. pressure to crack down on the protests over COVID rules that have triggered a state of emergency in Ontario province and copycat demonstrations as far away as France and New Zealand, Trudeau signaled that patience was running out. In a news conference Friday, Trudeau said this unlawful activity has to end, and it will end. The Canadian capital has been clogged with hundreds of cargo trucks for 2 weeks as the snowballing movement has morphed into a broader protest against pandemic health rules and Trudeau's government. The protests have sparked solidarity rallies from France to New Zealand. Upping the stakes, U.S. President Joe Biden has reiterated his concern over the blockades at the U.S. border in a phone call with Trudeau. Biden has told Trudeau that the standstill on a key North American trade route is having serious effects on U.S. firms. Britain's defense secretary visited Moscow Friday for talks on easing tensions amid massive Russian war games near Ukraine. Ben Wallace's trip comes a day after British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss held talks in Moscow, urging Russia to pull back over 100,000 troops amassed near Ukraine and warning that attacking its neighbor would have massive consequences and carry severe costs. Russia says it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but wants the West to keep Ukraine and other former Soviet republics out of NATO. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The International Criminal Court will next week hear an appeal by a former commander of the Ugandan rebel group Lord's Resistance Army against his conviction for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Dominic Ongwen, a former child soldier in the notorious rebel group led by the fugitive Joseph Kony in the early 2000s, was sentenced by the ICC in May last year to 25 years in jail for murder, rape, and sexual enslavement. He has protested his innocence and cited his own history of being kidnapped and brutalized by the LRA while still a child. The ICC said in a statement that the appeal brought against the conviction is the largest ever considered by the chamber. Ongwen's lawyers have raised 90 grounds of appeal against the verdict and 11 against the sentence, alleging the Hague-based ICC made, quote, legal, factual, and procedural errors. Afghanistan's Taliban said Friday they have released from custody two foreign journalists and their local colleagues after, quote, verifying their identities. The announcement came hours after the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees had confirmed the detention of the journalists in the capital, Kabul, saying they were working for the relief agency and efforts were underway to secure their release. The detention had sparked international outcry. Critics denounced it as an assault on free media by the country's Islamist rulers. A Taliban spokesman claimed the foreigners were taken into custody for failing to produce documents to prove who they were and what they were doing. Afghanistan's former vice president, Amrullah Saleh, was the first to report the detentions via his Twitter account. He said the Taliban had, quote, kidnapped nine Westerners, including former BBC journalist Andrew North. He identified another Westerner in custody as Peter Jovenal. In a statement, the Committee to Protect Journalists denounced the detentions, saying it's a sad reflection of the overall decline of press freedom and increasing attacks on journalists under Taliban rule. World leaders met on France's Atlantic coast Friday to discuss protecting the planet's oceans from threats such as overfishing and plastic pollution and finding fairer ways to manage the seas. The One Ocean Summit comes as European authorities are investigating a mass fish dump in the Bay of Biscay that environmental activists call an example of abuses by huge trawlers that disrupt undersea ecosystems. Illegal activity is estimated to account for about one-fifth of fishing globally. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.